Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Briefly, the Royals this weekend, Twins are in town. We all know they snapped the losing streak. There were multiple Royals players at the game last night. Who did we see? Salvi was there, Vinny, Bobby Witt, I believe Kyle Isbell were the few that I saw at the game last night. So they were taking in that, seeing what the city's like, obviously, with the energy around a team, and hopefully they got their October moments on the horizon.
Yeah.
Minnesota, though, I mean, I if you go out and find a way to win this series,
then you're
under 20 games to go in the season, and at that point you would
be
at
above
least
Minnesota.
At least probably still have the 5-game lead over Red Sox / Tigers / Mariners, and you would be a game potentially in that scenario above the Twins for the wild card spot. So you'd be sitting really, really pretty. Now that the losing streak's over, like, my worry that this is going to be a disaster weekend or something for them is gone. I'm not telling you they're going to for sure win the series, but now that they're not going in with an 8-game losing streak, I think that things have settled down. That's behind them. And now just be however you want to view a series normally. Like, that's how I view, like, whatever your thoughts would have been before, recognizing that there's still no Vinny Pasquantino and all that, but Renfro's back in the lineup. Like, I feel all right heading into this weekend.
Good matchup for them tonight. They're going to get Reagans against one of the middle of the road starters for Minnesota. So you got to feel at least partially good about that. But yeah, Marsh and Ober is a mismatch not in your favor on Saturday. And then Walker gets Woods Richardson, another matchup that you think would favor Kansas City in this. I would really love this series to just reignite the confidence that we feel like we should have in this team the rest of the way, knowing that they're heading in a direction that we were expecting them to head before that big, long losing streak. You'd mentioned Vinny Pasquantino. I was not sure whether or not, because players travel various amounts, or with the teams various amounts, depending on it. This is what Q had to say yesterday when he was on Fesco and Dusty, and saying that, you know, Vinny's still going to be out there.
Well, you know, he was away for a few days. Now, he is going to be there. He's going to travel. He's with us. He was there last night in the dugout, and, you know, bouncing back and forth between the clubhouse and the dugout. You know, I think he is a big presence. He's got a great personality. He's a guy that likes to keep things light. But so he's not going to be gone. Now, the other part of that is these guys are all so ingrained in their own routines. You know, they're not looking to each other for hey, what do I need to do now that Vinny's gone? Like, that's just not the reality of how it works. Mm-hmm. But there's no question, you know, that's a blow to us as a team.
And so when you listen to that, that he's going to be there, that he's still around the team, I actually think that's really important. Because Vinny is an incredibly important and valuable member of their dugout, of their psyche, all of those things. And just getting the win and be like, woo, whoo, watch the Chiefs game. That atmosphere was fun. And maybe they can just come in here and have this Minnesota series or go there and start to get some of their confidence back. Because if they win two out of these three, they won't even be having the three teams chase them right now. It'll be Minnesota chasing them first for the second wild card spot, and then the other three teams, which just gives you greater separation. I get it. Yesterday wasn't good because Royals didn't play and all those other teams won. So what? They got a half game on you. You didn't lose either. Nobody made up that much ground. And so you talked about, when we're talking about 20 games, 21 games remaining, the amount of time they have left to catch up on them is very slim. So, incredible.
So today's Friday.
Yeah,
as we
it
all
is.
Know, today's Friday. There was a renegotiation on a bet slash ban earlier in the week. Their agreement was that you could have a new song today.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I told you during the fan club, I'll tell you what I got my wife for Mother's Day 2 years ago.
If the Royals were to lose tonight, you do owe the show fund $96.50. Yeah. Hopefully that's not the case.
That's never going to happen. I'm not even worried about that. I mean, I'm not even concerned
about it. You shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, why did you say that? Hopefully that's not the case for you. And then the
songs work.
Till the 21st, that ban kicks back in after today. But is the song ready? Now, this
is
a song for the rest of the way, not because the losing streak is gone.
So the way I view this is whether the losing streak was gone or not gone. I didn't want this to be about the team not winning.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this to be about the team's anthem the rest of the way. Energy. Excitement. The Royals are doing things. That's what I wanted this song to be about. So, you guys ready?
Yeah, Drew, hit it.
That's not. Stop it. You can't play music under my song. Why are you playing Trash of the Day?
It's time for the Trash of the Day.
Okay, this feels like an insult to the song, and you haven't even heard it yet.
I haven't.
Did you secretly listen?
I have not.
I promise?
I promise you. I promise you have not heard. I saw it in the system, but I don't listen to these before because it makes it better if I don't hear it until we all hear it together.
Mm-hmm, ruins the
Drew,
energy.
Have you heard it?
I have not. I've not heard a single second of it.
Here is my song.
All right, here we go.
My Royals anthem. My Royals hype song for the rest of the regular season.
Oh, okay.
They're still gonna make it. Oh, yeah. They're still gonna make it. They've got the juice to do it. Bobby won't let them lose it. The Red Sox stink. The Tigers gone. Have you seen the rotation? Strikeouts of destiny. Cause you don't hit us, you don't belong.
There's a lot of Cody there. There's a lot.
Royals. Royals. He'll fight. Salvi. They'll fight. You'll see. They're still gonna make it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're still gonna make it. They're still gonna make it. October.
Last 5 seconds.
They're still gonna make it. Oh, yeah. They're still gonna take this. They're still gonna make it. October. That's it.
I like that one. I do. I like that one. I think this for your voice. I think this fits you.
This fits you better. Twisted Sister from the 80s fits me somehow.
Like, I think that fits you. I liked it. I liked the production. I agree. They are going to make it to October.
The production's like a 12 out of 10. That was fantastic. You being able to put you.
That's
you,
literally you me layering your, my voice. That was great. That's me just re-singing over the top. It's actually that like, was not awesome. Me just layering.
I think that again. That is probably. Because I told you, I thought the Michael one was good. I think this year, this is one of the better ones you've done in the calendar year. It might be number one or two of the calendar year.
Oh yeah, I think it's up.
That's better. Number one or number two.
Some of the other ones I didn't like. You know that this one I thought fit well. I thought this one fit well.
Text line is mixed, but I think more positive than
bad.
Someone says best song yet, quality song, banger.
Someone says FM signals up the production value a lot.
A little bit. Someone said already my favorite song of the year.
That's much better, man.
Someone says not too bad, which I usually take as a compliment. Based on these ones, there's a few people who didn't like them, but for the most part, this seems like it's a hit. That's the song of the rest of the way. This is the Royals anthem the rest of the way. They had 1738 during the 2014 World Series. Obviously, that's not available to us. Comparing it to Fetty Wap?
Yes, I am doing that.
That is accurate.
See, we were trying to be nice, and then you took it to another level where we were saying it's very good, and it doesn't. Nobody's saying it's up for a Grammy now, but you know it was very good.
Somebody said AM was holding Cody back. He was made for FM radio.
Now that I knew that it was going to be in crystal clear FM, so I couldn't mess it up.
It's best by far because it was more yelling than singing.
That's the key.
It was more of a yelling than a true like singing. Trying to keep pitch and sing the whole song.
That doesn't hurt. Well, somebody had suggested Twisted Sister the other day when we were looking for possible songs, and when I was trying to do it, I decided it just needed to be uncontrolled energy, excitement. The Royals are 5 games up in the wild card with 21 games to play. I wanted this one to be like your windows are down and you're thrilled going to the K, you know?
Somebody said they were jamming out in the car. They were going nuts. They were rocking out.
I'm sure during the fan club in the 1 o'clock hour when Aaron Ladd is in, we will play that for him and get Aaron Ladd's thoughts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.